I don't know if you have them in your house at all, but you'll see them in houses where it's a thing to cover your window, and it's on a roller, and it pulls down.
Should we have the shade?
Okay. Do you have some sort of central heating unit here?
Oh, yes, this house is centrally heated.
What would you call that?
Well, I was calling it central heating.
Yeah.
Or you can call it forced air heating.
What was that? Oh, forced air?
Mm-hmm. It has a furnace and a blower, and it sends all the ductwork that's made into the home.
Okay.
And I was going to say you're sitting right by one of them, but you're not.
Oh.
Nope. It's over under this window. That's where the register for this room is. And there's another one under the sink.
Oh, really? Okay. That's it as far as housing stuff. I don't know if would you want to go on or do your phone call? Or?
Oh, I can go on a little bit here, another 10 okay. minutes if you want to.
All right, because this part is related. It's about household goods and clothing. What kinds of things do you have in your house? Large things.
Well, like the piano. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
I have a piano, and I got an easy chair. Of course, I got TV.
Okay.
And I got a refrigerator. Just kind of the normal things.
Yeah. What would you call all those things together?
Furniture.
Okay.
Furniture and appliances, I think.
Yeah, right, with the fridge. Do you have do you have a couch?
A what?
A couch?
Yes.
Is that what you would call it, or is there another word for it?
Well, I call it a couch.
Okay. Do you know any other terms for something like
well,
that?
Well, some of them they call hide-a-beds.
Okay.
Because they got, you know, they got a bed in them.
Right.
This, by the way, has a bed in it. But it's, I never call it anything but a couch. The bed's not too good. We never use it.
They're real heavy to move to.
What?
A lot of those hide-a-beds are really heavy.
Yeah. They got some weight to them.
They're making them a little lighter now. But in your bedroom, you would have a bed. You'd probably also have something besides the closet to put clothes in.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Like, you say besides a closet?
Yeah.
Well, we just have big closets, and that's...
Okay. Do you have a dresser?
What?
A dresser?
Well, no. We have built-in.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have the dresser.
Oh, so you have the...
We do have a large mirror in the hall. Mm-hmm. Did you notice it when you came in?
No,
I didn't. Step up and take a look at it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty take cool. a look in the bathroom, at the one we got in the bathroom.
Size.
But we don't have a what you call a dresser. We don't have one in the house, and I don't think unless there's one downstairs. If it is, it's just used for storage only.
Is that what you would call it, a dresser, or is there another?
Yeah, we call them dressers. Sir. I always have.
Have you ever heard of a bureau?
Yeah, I've heard bureau mentioned, but it was back when I was a boy.
Okay.
And I honestly never knew what the difference between a bureau and a dresser was. So okay. I've always wondered.
Have you ever heard of a chest of drawers?
A what?
Chest of drawers.
Yeah. Doesn't a chest of drawers, isn't the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser the mirror?
That's what some people have told me, yeah.
Well, I don't know to tell you for sure, but that's what is in my mind.
Okay. If you go to the well to get some water, or if you want to get some water, not at a well, but out of the sink or whatever, what kind of container do you use for it?
Just whatever's handy for what I'm doing.
What about a sort of a round thing with a handle? What would you call that?
Pitcher? That's what you're talking about?
Pitcher?
I don't use pitchers, but...
I was thinking of like a metal handle that sort of... You folds down when you're not using it. When
you're talking about the faucet and the sink?
No,
I don't believe you are.
Still the.